I had a really wonderful experience with using Lingua Meeting in this course. I feel that being able to converse with native speakers really helped me in my fluency and in my speaking ability, because it gave me more confidence to carry a conversation and be able to communicate and express my ideas. But more than that, I feel like this course was really effective in helping me connect to the films that we watched. I always tried to coordinate the speaker's location with where the films were produced. For example, for Los Colores de la Montaña, I had a meeting with a woman from Colombia, and she was able to give her own account of what it was like living in Colombia and the atmosphere politically of the time. I already had a surface level emotional connection with it just from watching it. But after the meeting with her, I felt like my empathy was so much deeper because she had her own emotional connection that she was able to give to me. And it was a wonderful experience.
That was Chelsea reflecting on her experience with Lingua Meeting in Professor Liana Jacobian's Spanish 333 course titled Topics in Hispanic Cultures. This spring, I had the privilege of discussing Lingua Meeting with Dr. Jacobian, who has spent the year teaching CFC students from her native Armenia. It was an informative conversation that demonstrated yet another innovative way our faculty are expanding learning experiences for our students on a global level. We begin our conversation by discussing what Lingua Meeting is, how it benefits not only language courses, but also courses focused on cultural content, and its effectiveness with heritage speakers. Our conversation ends by discussing the way Lingua Meeting enhanced learning experiences during COVID. I hope you enjoy.
Lingua Meeting is a platform that allows educational institutions to put students in contact with native speakers of different languages around the world. And they put students in contact, the platform helps put students in contact with people that actually live in different countries. In the case of Spanish, for example, we worked with coaches from all over Latin America. And if the class focused on a course related to Spain, I would have coaches from different parts of Spain interact with the students. So it is a platform that provides an opportunity for students to have video conversations, and it can be done both in group, as a group work, and individually. I had my students meet individually, one-on-one meetings with the coach from a specific country a couple of times throughout the semester.
Is Lingua Meeting equally suited for a course that is focused on cultural content as language content?
I think it is a tool that provides flexibility to make it suited for both content courses and language courses. I can see that there might be a tendency to use it in language courses to help students improve their speaking skills and cultural fluency in lower level language courses, or maybe advanced, but with a stronger focus on language. But I think it can also serve us and benefit students in content courses, if these are courses that focus on specific cultural phenomena or contemporary issues or film. We can be creative with it and incorporate it in content courses. It doesn't have to be five times a semester. It can be one small assignment, asking students to discuss a certain cultural concept with a person from that specific country or region. I think there's enough flexibility to create such things and such experiences for students.
What's the benefit of having a native speaker, someone native to the culturally focused class that you're teaching?
That's an excellent question. Well, there are various reasons. first of all, this was in an asynchronous course, and I felt it added a necessary level of interaction that students do not have in this type of modality. So I felt it went very well with an asynchronous course. It just added another level. I did prepare, audio lectures for students, but this provides a different type of experience. And that is, first of all, students get exposed to different types of accents. For any instructor, I think, regardless of their origin and where they come from with Spanish, this is something that just facilitates this this aspect, the linguistic aspect, to have students engage with all those different variations and accents while being studying on campus, not even being there in that specific country. Mm-hmm. And on a cultural level, it just provides, it improves students' fluency, not only linguistically, but also culturally. They become more fluent globally. And that's one of the goals of globally connected courses, to provide this cultural exchange and interchange and improve students' understanding of different cultures.
John is another of Dr. Hakobian's students, and here's what he thinks about the lingua meeting experience, which he submitted on Flipgrid as part of a class evaluation.
Hola a todos. Las sesiones de lingua meeting me beneficiaron.
Lingua meeting sessions benefited my understanding of the films because they gave me the opportunity to talk to someone who understands the historical and cultural context surrounding the films and the countries they represent. I really appreciated this because it gave me a point of view that wasn't possible to glean from the films. I'm sure lingua meeting sessions have improved my cultural and linguistic fluency. I know this because every opportunity of talking to a native Spanish speaker allows me to learn new words and phrases that overall help my speaking skills. In addition, the sessions gave me new cultural perspectives that I didn't have before. For instance, I talked to a man from Mexico about the film Roma, and he taught me about class divisions in Mexico from his own cultural perspective. These experiences helped me better understand the cultural aspects of the films.
I would go back and watch the video recordings to see how students are doing and see if I have any suggestions. And I would just be so happy that the student actually found a coach from Guatemala who would be able to give their insight, because sometimes things are represented in a way that, there's a film from Peru and Peruvians hate it because they think it's such an ugly representation of Peru. And it's good to have students, talk to them and share their confusion about certain traditions and concepts and words and get their explanations, not in an academic way necessarily, way we discuss and analyze scenes from the film or look at the historical context, but see what they thought about this cultural phenomena, And we have, in the Spanish program, we have more heritage speakers of Spanish recently than in the first year, for example, when I started teaching upper level courses, because there are more heritage speakers in upper level or minoring in Spanish. Some of the heritage speakers in my class commented that this being an asynchronous course, first of all, lingua meeting provided them with the space to actually practice Spanish outside their home, because they never get a chance. And even at home, they switch between English and Spanish. So it was good for them to get that exposure also to different accents, because at home they hear a different accent and they have a difficulty understanding someone from a different background. So I think this was especially beneficial to heritage speakers in that sense.
So this past year, we were in a pandemic, learning virtually for the most part. What was the effect of lingua meeting during COVID?
During COVID, I found this was more relevant.
Oh, how so?
Well, because it provided students, many students didn't get to go study abroad, right, during the fall semester.
Right.
And I felt during a pandemic, and this was last fall when I used it, I felt it gave students this extra opportunity to have an interaction in Spanish, travel virtually to a different country, and have an interaction with a person from a different country, from a different culture. I felt this was also a nice, you know, way in a COVID world to kind of help students make things more interesting and be able to travel in a way.
Special thanks to Dr. Hakobian for discussing the benefits of lingua meeting in culture-centric language courses, as well as to Chels and John, two courageous students. Our unsung hero today is the Boys Varsity Invitational Track Meet at North Scott High School in Eldridge, Iowa, which provided plenty of time between the 4x800 and the mile competitions to edit this podcast. This is Dr. Michael Overholt, host of the Bridging Pedagogy Podcast. Thank you.